Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I got my man, Sean Bedlam, with me here tonight. Gonna rock you through some anti-system punk rock. Gonna get that moving with the street brass. The Street Brats with The Kids Just Wanna Dance on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, as I said earlier, I am your host, Andrew Bedlam, and I got my man, Sean Bedlam, with me. Sean, how the fuck you doing?
What is going on, Pogo City? Holy shit, it's been a long time since I've been up here.
Been a long time since I rock and roll.
Yeah, it has. So, holy shit, yeah, we're up here hanging out, fucking drinking beers, just the two of us. I feel like we haven't done that before.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been just the two of us on Pogo City motherfucking radio, but it is right now. See, now, I did grab a pint of some Absolut vodka. I don't have any out in front of me. I'm going to have to grab some, but I got some Absolut. Sean rocking that PBR, and we're going to sit here, and Sean said, I don't know, Sean. Why don't you explain? We have somewhat of a theme. We think we have a theme.
Yeah. Okay, so my theme for this episode of your favorite podcast out there, Pogo City Radio, is I've been seeing a lot of shit on, like, Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, if you are on Facebook, which I'm sure a lot of you out there are, depending on who you know and who your friends with and shit, it's a lot of fucking super conservatives and fucking liberals that just want to talk about how much they think they know, and they're just butting his. They're at each other's throats like all the goddamn time, and I'm fucking sick of hearing it. I really am. Like, I'm not a conservative. Like, I'm not a Trump humper. I didn't fucking vote. And if I had, I wouldn't have fucking voted for Trump. But I'm not a fucking hippie either. it's all like, I like guns, and then it's all like, well, we should take all the guns away and only give them to cops and stuff like that. And I'm like, fuck both of you, because I don't think either of you are right. I'm not going to get into what I think is right necessarily, but I'm sick of hearing it. So all the songs that we got, well, not all the songs, but what we got queued up for you tonight is a lot of just fuck politics, punk rock. And I feel like a lot of people out there are going to be on the same page with me. I think Andrew's on the same page with me.
Absolutely. And let's get to one of my favorite songs for this theme. We're going to go with some old school Casualties.
Fuck yeah.
Right here. And this would be coming off A Fucking Way of Life. That's the first release with Jake on it. Here's Kill the Hippies on Pogo City Radio.
Come on, come on, come on.
let's move right along with a global threat.
I don't know what's mad with this country, but it's getting tougher and tougher to earn a living. You know what? I'll tell you what. Because of the Jews, because of the blacks, because of the Orientals.
You're ranting, Bill.
Yeah, I'm ranting. Why not? You know who owns my house? Jack Bank. I'll tell you something else. Niggas live not more than 6 blocks from my house. 6 blocks.
I'm trying to tell you that I'm better than the Jew. I'm better than some African spear chucker. I'm better than some kook because I'm an American.
All right, that was a global threat coming off their second full-length release, Until We Die, with the track We Are All Equal in the End. Got Mark
Great
Unseen
fucking album
and
there.
Brian Pogo on vocals. Now, yeah, definitely a great album. My favorite track was Until We Die, the last track on the album.
Oh, yeah, that was actually my favorite, right
there.
Too.
That was my shit right there. But, yeah, so quick trivia here now. Now, that little racist rant, you know, nowadays people be like, oh, my God, like not even understand.
Yeah.
But they're obviously saying we're all equal in the end, the opposite of the racial rant.
It is a rant to set up the content of the song. Yeah.
Okay, but do you know what that rant is from? Trivia. Do you know where that's taken from?
I don't.
You don't? You don't have any idea?
No.
Ah, that's the Twilight Zone movie right there.
Okay.
See, now, in the Twilight Zone movie, it's like three different stories, you know what I mean? Like three different tales, if you will. And the second one, I think it is some guy who, you know, he says that. They're out to eat at a bar.
Okay.
He says that. He walks out of the bar. Then when he walks out of the bar, he's like a... He's like a Jew in the Holocaust. He walks into Nazi Germany with him being Jewish, and that's
Twilight Zone
rest of it.
Thing.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I get it. Gotcha.
That's what that
totally makes sense.
Rant
now.
Is from. Yeah, yeah, right. Because you'd have to be in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, you'd have. Yeah.
To think like that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, well, if you guys remember, now this is actually still our 2 year anniversary.
Yes, it is
right now, and you guys can go back into the archives and you can check out last year's 1 year anniversary. Just shared it on Facebook today with Matt and Gabe of the Oi Scouts 3 hour special. I'd say that was the that was a big hurrah, and then the Pogo crew kind of had a whole lot of drama happen, and a lot of people's last like big show. That are no longer on the show. But you guys should go back there. It was an awesome time. We took calls from all over the country. We're getting calls from Texas, California, Montana, Jersey. We had Mike Blanks call in. We had old members of the Oi Scouts call in. It was a blast.
How fucking nuts is it that Pogo City Radio has been going 2 years strong?
I know.
Now.
It's fucking crazy. It is. You know, we have over 100,000 hits now, too.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
that. That's cool.
We
That's
are. Cool. I don't remember the exact number, but we broke 100,000.
All right, so thank you to all the fucking
yes,
listeners.
There it is. And thank you to all the bands on our 2 year birthday. Now, also, if you go into the show just before this, I recorded earlier this morning. Now, yesterday, I took me about 3 hours to get through about an hour's worth of material, maybe, of. Clipping out and mixing a little bit better. The Blank 77 and G-Off tape from AFI with G-Off on bass. Real rarities, if you will. 18 tracks. I think it was 18 or 19. Couple covers on there. Two unreleased tracks. Played all of them, plus a couple bonus Blanks rarities on the last show. All Blanks, all the time. I had a lot of fun with it. Sean, you haven't heard it yet, though, you said, right?
I've heard a couple of tracks. We were just listening to them before we did the show. We listened to it. We probably listened to like five or six songs. A couple of my favorites. A couple of my favorites, too. We played like Sick and Bastards. And
Party Train.
Yeah. So it was good shit. And then there was a track on there that you were like, is this a cover or is this like
unreleased,
a Blanks original?
It sounds just like a Blank song.
It sounds very much like it was a blank song. It had definitely like their style of song to it. So Andrew's going to have to talk to somebody in Blanks or...
You kidding me, dude? I know more about that band than they do. Like, are you serious?
but they might know. You never know. I mean, shit. You got to find out. At least you got to
do some research.
It's
like, hey, Mike, when's the next show? I don't know. I think it's in New Jersey somewhere. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. Wow. Okay. But all this talk about Blanks, let's get to one of their anti-system songs. Here they are coming off the new album, Getting Blasted with I Don't Care.
All aboard!
Right, that was Blank 77 with I Don't Care. Now, was just having some fun at Mike's expense, saying, that he doesn't know shit about the band anymore. But he just hit us up on Facebook and said that song that I'm talking about, where we don't know if it was a cover or not, is, as I thought, another song written by G-Off. And this one he actually does know the name of. It's called Summer Holiday. So now I'm going to see if I can fucking bring this up right now. Here it is, Summer Holiday by Blank 77 with Jeff from AFI.
As I pass
summer holiday, blank 77, with Gia from AFI Bass, recorded in 1992. And remember, guys, go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Go over to PogoCityRadio.com and see all that like fucking awesome shit we got up there for you.
Speaking of Pogo, so at work today, I got a coworker. He's my shop steward. I work in a union, so he saw the video that you took at Murphy's Law.
Oh,
right?
When they were dumping the Jaeger in your mouth and everything.
One of those, or the video where we were all in the mosh pit or whatever, or like.
Was that Jess Cunningham's video when she fucking ate the pavement?
Yeah. It was that video.
We're going with Jess Cunningham to fucking bounce you tomorrow with her kids.
Have fun, man.
Fucking
have fun.
Bitching out, Sean.
Sorry, I don't have the money.
But back to your coworker.
Anyway, so first of all, this actually started because he said he was going to throw me in a trash can at work, and I was like, "I'll fight you." And he was like, and then he started asking people like, "Well, who do you think would win a fight?" And the only response
he got was from
a coworker who said, "I think Sean would win." And then that went into let's fight. After the fight, it went into, well, let's mosh. And I was like, we're not gonna mosh right now. Like, there's nothing to mosh to.
And this was your shop steward?
Yeah, this was my shop steward. He's a funny guy. He's a really cool guy. But he was trying to replicate what he saw in that video, because he said he saw the video. So he started running around in a circle around my forklift, which he wasn't really running. He was
safety
more like
first,
he
everybody.
Was
safety
skip,
first.
He was skipping. He was skipping. I was like, no. He was like, "Am I
oh,
moshing?"
He was trying to skank.
He wasn't even trying to skank. He was like trying to start like his own circle pit with just by himself or something. And I was like, "Dude, no, like you're just like skipping." He was like pushing off of forklift that was just sitting there and shit. I was like, "Nah, dude." Like, he was like, "Show me how to mosh." I was like, "You can't really do it to like no music because you look retarded, and it doesn't."
You
it doesn't,
look retarded when there's music it, too, it, by the way.
You look even more retarded when there's no music. And he was skipping. He was like, "You don't like my moshing?" I was like, "Dude, like, no, nah, like you look, you're skipping. Like, you're not even." Like, your form is really bad, I guess. And he was,
that's
I was like, I was
form.
Like,
he's
like, "Well, teach me
form.
How to mosh." I was like,
"That's not the way you do the wall of death."
I was like, you can't mosh with no music, really, and you can't mosh with inanimate objects. It's like trying to dance with a wall. It doesn't work. I was like, "But I'll teach you how to pogo." And he was like, "All right."
Ooh.
So I,
pogo,
yeah, there you go. And so I just hopped off my forklift, and I said, "All right, so you just kind of, like, put your feet together. Usually just, like, stand with your arms by your side." And then I said, "You usually do it with a song that's a little more bouncy."
Yeah, you know
what I mean? And everybody out there, I'm sure, knows what I'm talking about. It doesn't always have to be that type of music.
Do the pogo, do the slam.
I started jumping up and down. I was like, "This is how you do it." And then he was like this? And he started jumping up and down really fast. So I was like, "Well, I mean, I guess, but like, you kind of like the music is kind of dictate how you jump. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, you're gonna, if you do it like really fast to like the intro of a song, you're gonna kind of look retarded too. But but you get what I'm saying? Like, he got the basic gist. I was like, yeah, your form is like pretty good. I don't know. It was kind of funny.
It's funny too.
He's like 40. I want to say he's in his mid 40s, and I think he was into like hair metal and shit when he was like younger. So okay. he has no real grasp on punk rock at all. So, but it was kind of funny, and I just did it for shits and giggles. But it was funny.
It's funny because on the background picture on our Facebook, you guys can go over there, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Background picture is like dance instructions, like left foot, right foot, to do the pogo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like step by step, it's funny. All right. Let's get over to some fucking punk tunes, some pissed off, angry, fuck the system, some bad attitude, some bad attitude pogo tunes from DC's own Bad Brains on Pogo City Radio. All right, that was the Bad Brains. We're going to go with a Ramones Lead Home Commando. Pogo City Radio. Right, that was the Ramones on Pogo City Radio.
We don't play enough Ramones on.
Well, the reason why we don't play enough Ramones is because I like copyright infringement bullshit. It's pain in the balls.
Fuck that.
No, it is like certain.
No, but I hear what you're saying. Formats, but like shit.
Like now that we just played the Ramones, like it's gonna fuck up the YouTube and it'll fuck up. Like,
yeah,
certain,
but I'm pretty sure certain... I heard you say like a couple episodes ago you don't give a fuck really
also
about the
true.
YouTube.
Yes, that's
show,
why.
YouTube
that's why,
fucking.
Yeah, that's why.
Whatever, anyway.
It's not
so.
Just YouTube, but it's a handful of them. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. But yeah, more Ramones, more Ramones.
But either way, we got Record Store Day coming up now. What's the date?
April 21st. That's
April
the same
21st. That's
same,
the Unseen
it's the same,
show.
Same day
yeah,
as
so
the Unseen
we're going
show,
to catch the Unseen and Violent Society in Brooklyn that day. And Record Store Day, we were talking about Angry, Young, and Poor. See, I didn't realize that that show was on fucking Record Store Day, but I was thinking about going out to Angry, Young, and Poor, but either way, I just
yeah, we're going the
a
opposite
of
direction
shit.
Of Angry, Young, and Poor that day.
I ordered a bunch of shit from Angry, Young, and Poor. Actually, a couple orders. Jessica bought a bunch of new clothes, and last night, for like $25, I bought a bunch of like random little like knick-knack shit. Like, I got some fucking awesome-ass Ramones coasters. You know what I mean? They were like $6-$7.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I
actually.
Got fucking, I got this like, because we got the fridge up here and everything, I got this fucking D.D. Ramone magnet. Like, it's like the Road to Ruin looking D.D., like a cartoon.
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
know what I mean? With his bass. Yeah. It's fucking cool. I got, what the fuck? We got Cramps poster coming, like a promo shot of the band with like Lux and Poison and Ivy and all that shit. It's pretty fucking cool.
Nice.
You know what I mean? They got some random stuff. We got a bunch of t-shirts from there and shit too. But yeah, I've always, dude, I've been buying shit from Angry Young and Poor since I was like 14.
So, yeah, me too.
Like,
me too.
You know what
it's
mean?
A good
like,
story. I got this belt I'm wearing is actually from there. I think this blank, I'm wearing a blank shirt right now under my Super Bowl champion Eagles.
Go fuck your mother.
Go fuck your mother. I think I got it from Angry Young and Poor too. So.
What, the Eagles shirt?
Yeah.
You got the Eagle shirt from Angry,
no,
Young,
no,
and
no,
Poor?
The blank shirt.
Talking to microphones.
The blank shirt, you dumbass.
There you go. Yeah, that's the up the system, the black and white.
No, that my pops-in-law got me this Eagles hoodie.
My pops-in-law. All right. Well, we just did some Commando telling you not to talk to commies. Now, let's remind you Brits out there. Don't pay the fucking poll tax. Shove it up your goddamn ass. The Exploited on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Millionaire living in a mansion pays less in poll tax than a low-income family in a small house. No other modern democracy has ever introduced a tax that takes no account of ability to pay.
Trafalgar Square. Hundreds of police reinforcements are still arriving. The number of arrests is expected to rise.
All right, that was the Abrasive Wheels with Army Song and the Exploited Don't Pay the Poll Tax. Just before that, Andrew Bedlam on the mic. Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We've done a couple from the UK, so let's take it back to Jersey with Blind Society and Nuclear Warfare. All right. Blind Society on Pogo City Radio. Now we have what is starting to be a rare appearance almost, I feel like, with the lovely rude girl Jessica.
What's up, Pogo Land? Wish I was up here with you guys. I'm so bummed I can't. I got to keep watching the kids. We are sitters, kind of. We don't really have a sitter at this moment, so shit's kind of tight.
I'm
kind of stuck.
But maybe you can.
I love being a mom, but yeah, it's
the next hour.
Hopefully, maybe if these fucking kids will ever go to sleep.
Isn't that
they're rambunctious
the
as hell?
Like you love being a parent, right? But you're like, why won't my fucking kid go to sleep? God damn it!
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so much nicer than both
that
of you.
That's not true at all. They wake him up in the middle of night. Yeah, he's real nice. Yep.
Right. Well, Sean, why don't you introduce this next one?
All
right.
So this song goes out to like pretty much both sides of the spectrum. It's called Who Gives a Shit by Who Kills Spiky Jacket.
All right, that was Who Killed Spiky Jacket on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're going to head out to New England. go out into Boston.
Up northeast a little bit further than where we're at.
Gonna get real angry and mean with it. Go see how things are doing with my man Bill and Toxic Narcotic. Gotta get some Operation Opposition Rising. All right, that was Toxic Narcotic. And I was saying we should get some fucking Opposition Rising on up in here.
For real.
Sean, if you could like talk for like 30, 40 seconds, I can go. I'll go run and get a hard copy of some Opposition Rising. I got
okay, I can talk for a couple of seconds. All right, so I got the Toxic Narcotic fucking, they're 7-inch. I think it's a self-titled 7-inch on Baby Pink Vinyl. I think I picked it up at, Double Decker, actually. It's a good fucking, they're a good band, actually. If you like 90s Exploited, which I know we just played a few tracks ago, if you like Beat the Bastards and the Massacre and shit like that, you'll like Opposition Rising. A little more political, but I mean they're definitely kick ass. Check Opposition Rising out. I know a lot of people we hang out with. I know Larry really likes them. Yeah. So check out Opposition Rising.
Here's Opposition Rising now with Hatred, Murder, Suicide. All right, that was Opposition Rising with Bill from Toxic Narcotic.
On Pogo City Radio.
On Pogo City motherfucking radio, motherfucker. Now, we ain't even going to lie, right? Me and Sean actually just finished up this show. We had another 15 minutes of recording, and somehow it all deleted.
Well,
and
we're now, both pissed now the now fuck we're off stuck, now.
And we're pissed. And one of the tracks you guys missed. Hey, Sean, you see where it says Com 2 there? That little white... All right, pull that down just below the middle. Yeah, like right there. Stop. Not that far. Bump it up a little. Bump it up a little. All right, this next one here features Jake 40 Ounce, who we play his solo acoustic stuff on here from time to time. And we played one of his other bands, Minor Setback. They've done a show for us, as has this band, Trash Cats, coming out of South Philly. Here they are now with Fuck PC on Pogo City Radio. Coming out of South Philly. Some South Philly punk. For all you pogo junkies out there.
So what do we got next, Andrew? Some Circle Jerks?
Yeah, we're going to get out of here with this next one. Going to do some Keith Morris with the Circle Jerks. Wild in the Streets. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Remember to go over to pogocityradio.com and check out all the old episodes. You guys can find us on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean, iTunes, anywhere the fuck else, pretty much. So go look for us. Go to pogocityradio.com. Tune in next week. We appreciate it. It's been a fun 2 years, everybody. And here's to another 22 years. Let's run wild in the streets with the Circle Jerks on Pogo City Radio. Wild in the streets. Wild in the streets. Wild in the streets.
But at the same time, like, I don't, like, when,